Many of the houses and buildings we're familiar with today and walk past without thinking performed very different and surprising roles in the past. For me, one of the most fascinating is a big building at the foot of Lockyer Street in the centre of Plymouth. More recently, it served for many years as the offices of a firm of solicitors. But from October 1933 to December 1934, that building was the Plymouth headquarters of the British Union of Fascists. The space at the rear was used as a black shirt parade ground. And when Sir Oswald Mosley and his small black moustache visited Lockyer Street on the 16th of December 1933, the Western Morning News reported local black shirt guards giving him a welcome by what they called the recognised salute, in their uniform of black hats, fascist badges, grey overcoats and black trousers. Issue number 8 of the black shirt news sheet, The Western Fascist, stated, "Our leader strode past the guard and came into the building. He entered the common room, where a number of fascists off duty sprang to attention and gave the full salute as one man." A bizarre need to dress up like sinister bus conductors probably made Mosley's fascists a laughingstock as much as anything. The British sense of right and wrong and live and let live eventually helped to crush fascism in Devon and across Europe. But next time you walk down Lockyer Street, think about what was happening there within living memory and be thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy.